Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to The Art of Seduction, warm, wonderful poetry compelling you to the edge of your seat, sultry, seductive, and scintillating, ink to make you shiver, to make you sigh. I am Pam Ray. With me is my co-host, Naomi Sarah. Naomi and I are poets on a website called All Poetry with a group of poets called Late Night Poets. You don't have to belong to the group or the website to call in, to share, to listen and enjoy, but it is highly recommended. Now, tonight is our sensual poetry night. If you find that is not your cup of tea, please check out our other shows. We have 1 to 2 shows per night on a variety of styles of topics and poetry, something to suit everyone's taste. Also, make sure if you get a chance to check out our poetry anthologies put out by Late Night Poets on Amazon, because when you purchase those, you not only get amazing poetry, you help support these radio shows. And hello, Naomi. How's
hello,
it going?
Hello, Pam. Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
And you, my dear?
Oh, I am doing wonderful. Looking forward to delving into tonight's poetry. I read through it, I think, a week or so back, and then I read through it again today, and just an amazing lineup. Great stuff. Full of plenty of heat. So, yeah.
Hot.
And exactly. We have our two parts. We have carryover. First of all, we have carryovers from your Between the Sheets contest, which had amazing prompts in it. And then I ran an 8 spots only contest, which with only one prompt, but it was one that seemed to be inspired. It was the definition of the word vasorexia, which is the overwhelming desire to kiss, which is why I chose a song that, you know, an intro song that I had to, because I love that song by Seal, you know, from Batman, the Batman soundtrack, Kiss from a Rose. Oh my gosh. You know.
I agree.
Just absolutely beautiful. Yeah, I'm definitely, like I said, looking forward to tonight, and, you know, hopefully we'll get some other wonderful heated poets to join us, you know, and because, well, first of all, you should join us because, well, it's just a fun night to be here. And then, of course, you should also consider joining us so you can help poor Naomi, who's dealing with this horrible cough. And
I know.
All that fun
oh,
stuff.
My gracious. Please.
Yeah.
Call him.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
This is two sensual shows in a row that I'm coughing my brains out. That's awful. But at least I found out how to mute myself. So anyway.
Well, there
so
you go.
That'll be better. I won't be coughing in people's ears all night. Oh, boy. So,
all right. So what do you got for us first?
Yeah. So I put up a carryover from the Between the Sheets and by J.C. Anders. And if you want to give that a read, Pam.
I would be happy to. Somewhere Between Heaven and Earth. By J.C. Anders. There are times when daydreams and silent desires wander unseen to the edge where heaven meets the earth and sunsets fade, caressed by the moon, falling helplessly into a memory, inhaling the scent lingering on the air, watching a naked shadow kissed by golden light. And I feel a tingling inside. Strands of pleasure caught upon a whisper spoken to me. That autumn morning, a perfect moment, now only a memory following me. And poem. Oh my goodness, that was so beautiful. It was emotive. It had a tenderness and a sadness to it, interwoven with the sensuality. You could really get the idea of missing somebody. And I really like that he brought in the scent, because that's one of the scents that is very connected with memory. Inhaling the scent lingering on the air, watching a naked shadow kissed by golden light, and spoken to me that autumn morning, a perfect moment. You know, there just seems perfect moments in life seem oftentimes to be rare and far between. And even if it's a memory, even if it's something that's never going to happen again, it's still a beautiful thing to have. So wonderful, right? And very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yes. Oh, wow. You know, I just went, wow, after I read this. You know, J.C. Anders is such a talented poet. And, you know, when we do get a chance to have one of his writes on our shows, because, you know, he's writing less and less. So So, hey, JC, get the writing for our show. We need your rights. they're so amazing. And lingering on the air, watching a naked shadow kissed by golden light. And I feel a tingling inside, strands of pleasure caught upon a whisper. That's so beautiful. Strands of pleasure caught upon a whisper. That just spoke to me, that very line there. But, all through, this has a flow of nostalgia that lingers, inside me after I read it. Nostalgic feeling to it. Just a beautiful, beautiful rewrite to that prompt. Amazing, amazing writing here by J.C. Anders.
Oh, absolutely. I really like that you brought up the fact that it has a nostalgic feel, and that line, I have to agree with you, strands of pleasure caught upon a whisper, is just really beautiful use of imagery. So excellent comment there. And what do you got for us next?
Well, next, I think I have my golden winner from that contest. Yes, indeed, Ruby. Weighted blanket. I gave her the gold because I really thought her write was really, I really loved it. And this is weighted blanket. Velvet words. Smooth as melted chocolate, sweet as fresh-made honey, whispered, poetic, romantic, naughtily, erotic. Cool fingers tracing contours, leaving messages on each other's sweetest spots, causing shivers, ripples of desire to be ignited after champagne, chocolates, roses, caviar on crackers, gentle seductive touching, tantalizing foreplay, satin dress discarded, chinos, shirt, silk lingerie, a bundle on the floor, shared shower, soaping, massaging, under warm cascading, sensual waterfalls, sandalwood and Chanel meld as bodies do. Hot and steamy till sated, fluffy, warm towels tightly wound, to satin sheets on king-size bed, hungry, needy still, hands run through shower, damp hair, exotic perfumed limbs entwine, bodies lie chest on breasts aligned, heartbeats quicken, synchronize. Languid post, shower limbs, like flowing lava, cling to each other. Enthusiastic lovemaking, leave them slightly breathless, raspy little sexy moans, escape her ruby lips. Supple bodies contorting in sexy acrobatics, consuming lips, tongues, whispered sighs, until conjoined with total abandon, slipping inside each other's skin. Mind, heart, soul, and bodies levitate to another plane where sensation is king and reality suspended for those few moments of unbridled passion. Lying back after, totally relaxed, she quietly asked if he could stay. Her body craves the feel, the weight of him on her to settle her to sleep. She loves the feel of a living, breathing, tactile, weighted blanket. All loved up, of course, he obliges. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Naomi. What a beautiful, sensual write. Definitely a well-deserved gold. Amazing use of imagery. This is a delight for all the senses. I love that she brings in lines like cool fingers tracing contours, leaving messages on each other's sweetest spots. And then the sensuality of food, the champagne, the chocolate, the smell of the roses, the saltiness of the caviar. And then, all the way through, amazing imagery. I like that they build up to the enthusiastic lovemaking, leave them slightly breathless, raspy little sexy moans escape her ruby lips. And the sense of the physical enjoyment and connection that they both are giving to each other. And what a wonderful end line. All loved up, of course, he obliges. You know, she has given him what he wants, and he in return gives her. So I like that this is a poem about mutual giving. And so excellent write and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, you know, she really, really wrote that to the prompt, you know, fall asleep with me. Nothing calms me more than the weight of your body on mine. And, you know, she really attacked that prompt in such a, you know, powerful and, you know, sultry, seductive, you know, sensual way. You know, I love, you know, of course, how you mentioned how this does arouse all our senses, this poem, you know, whether it be the taste or the smell or the feel or, you know, but it also, I like the pace of it, you know, it seems to slow down in certain areas and then pick up pace in other areas, you know, like when you're really into the act of lovemaking. And, you know, I really, really, that was really amazing. Like, you know, when she says consuming lips, tongues, whispered sighs, you know, and there's other parts of it too, where you seem to hear it talk to you, this poem. And so I really loved the whole flow, the way it was, you know, so excellently written. So bravo, Ruby. Such a wonderful, wonderful write here.
Oh, absolutely. And I like that you brought up the fact that there is, this poem does mirror the idea of real physical lovemaking in the way that it has slows down and speeds up. And so excellent comment there. Very cool. And what do you got for us next?
Yes, I got Rangaras and to the infinity of love. So Pam, whenever you're ready, if you can read that for us, please. Since Frank isn't here to lead us, a male voice, just saying.
Right, well, hopefully, yes, well, hopefully he'll be feeling better soon and can join us on Wednesday to be that male voice. Absolutely. And, all right, To the Infinity of Love by Rangaras. I saw you stealthily floating on a silk sheet, a tender-petaled white lily fully bloomed in the moonlit. Your pinkish lotus feet bloom shifts restlessly. With every deep, lusty sigh, eyes half in a dream, the soft, subtle smell of your body erotically sexy invokes the desired breeze to fondle sculptured body curves, full bloom blossoms craving a soft kiss on your beauty mark between your silky armpits. A shy breeze uncovers your robe, exposing a marvelous torso and your navel world that holds the key entry to your temple. The silky, smooth, hot places inviting a sail through hurricane, a tempest, your unopened petals craving for a showdown. Time sweeps and sways to merge into your sail, glide you smooth through the wind surfing into the affinity of love. And poem, absolutely a beautiful sensual rite. And your thoughts, Naomi?
Oh, yeah, you know, I had to give this a prize, but, you know, I had so many wonderful rights. It was just like just a turmoil to choose the winners, but I had to award this one because, you know, it's just like you said, what a wonderful, you know, a sensual rite, you know, with beautiful imagery throughout. You know, from the white lily fully bloomed in the moonlit, and your pinkish lotus feet bloom shifts restlessly with ever deep lusty sigh, eyes half in a dream. And then he brings in the smell there, the smell of your body, you know, just a beautiful all the way through. I just love this rite. So well composed, so well thought out.
Oh,
so
it was
so sensual,
as you said. Well, it was absolutely wonderful comment. You know, I have to say, I agree with you that you had so many wonderful rites in this particular contest. So definitely. And I'd like to welcome Felon to the show. Welcome, Felon. Glad you could join us. How's it going?
I'm glad I could. Great, great.
Hey.
Hey, Naomi.
Good.
Hi, Felon.
Wonderful.
You heard my plea for help. I'm coughing tonight.
I plan on about 7 o'clock tonight. I was gonna call. I just got caught eating a late dinner, so I do apologize for calling late.
Oh, no problem. You're not late. Yeah, ready. And you're right here. Is your mouth full?
Nope.
Because I'm going to put you to work right away. And
okay.
If you'll do us the honor of reading a poem by
Naomi.
Yeah.
Don't jump too quick. I haven't commented on this poem, and I was going to ask Felon if she wanted to comment.
Oh, my gracious. Okay.
That's all right.
Oh, okay. Whoa, Naomi. Okay.
Yeah. No, I like the enthusiasm, but whoa there. All right. And Felon, did you get a chance to read or to hear To the Infinity of Love by Rangarath?
No, I didn't, but if you give me a few minutes, if you want to comment, then I can comment afterwards.
Sure. I'll go ahead and leave my comment. Yeah, I thought this was beautiful. I really like when people bring nature into sensuality. And I like that this is a sensuality of the mind. Instead of this actual physical touch, watching this woman. He's looking at her as she sighs, and, you know, the wind interacts with her body and her clothing, and, you know, the desired breeze to fondle sculptured body curves, full bloom blossoms craving a soft kiss, you know, and I really like the imagery of exposing a marvelous torso in your navel world that holds the key entry to your temple. You know, it just, there's such a sense of reverence for the beauty of the feminine form. And so just a wonderful rite that, again, is another one that's indulgent to all the senses. And as I said, it's a sensuality of the mind, because it's looking at and admiring someone and thinking about what you will be doing together. So excellent sensual rite and very well done. And Felon, your thoughts?
Yes. I really like this too, because for the simple fact where he says here, your silky armpits, most guys don't even take notice of things like that. They don't, you know, it's just how the armpit curves into the torso, you know, comes around along the chest, and then it just, you know, etches out to the hips, or to the waist and to the hips. To me, that shows that he does take notice of and appreciate that of a female body, because some guys, they just go right for the butt and boobs. They don't care about the other stuff. And this is very seductive and sensual, but at the same time, it's very, it makes you go, oh, you know, like, oh, he really thought of everything. So very impressed with this point. Excellent, right?
It really was. Yeah, I have to agree with you. Very impressive. Wonderful comment there. Thank you. And all right, Naomi, what do you got for us next? You might have to repost
yeah.
the link.
Yeah, I'm going
to
repost
it. Conversation.
Yeah, it was buried. Yeah, okay, there it is. So whenever you're ready, Fallon, it's a poem by
Hatz.
I'll
be honored. Yes, this is by Hatz. It's called Little Coquette. I spent almost an hour in a bubble bath with peach foam while scrubbing my skin with peeling the extracts of the Dead Sea minerals. I thought about him and shaved the parts he prefers to be hairless. Now, I smell like a peach and I'm just as juicy. And I lie in wait like a dessert. Phase and his throbbing vein on his neck. I stare out the corner of my eye as he gazes, glitters over my body. His nostrils flare, eyes squint, the same as the eyes of an art culture. I'm sorry, I lost my little thing. What will he be this time? Honey, ice cubes, ice cream. I wave my hips impatiently. The heat is rising in my womb. He puts his hand inside his bag. I see Rocky Road ice cream and fresh strawberries, and I surrender. One point.
Wonderful. That was wonderful read there, Fallon. I have to say, I really enjoyed this one. I enjoyed that it was a sensual rite that is leading up to the moment of teething. I really like the use of the food play and the play of, like, you know, hot, cold, like bringing in the honey and the ice cubes and the ice cream and, you know, thinking about feeling those different sensations on the skin. But I like that this is the first part of the poem is about her preparing her mind and her body to receive her lover. And I just thought this was a fun ending, delightfully sexy. I also like his nostrils flare, eyes squint, the same eyes of an art curator. You can just imagine the reaction of the flaring nostrils. Just a wonderful, it's sexy, but it's sexy in a way that it has that bite of reality to it. So excellent write and very well done. And your thoughts, Naomi?
Yeah, well, you said it, you know, Pam, it can be real. You know, this really, you know, happens, you know, between a lot of couples, you know, her in the bath, preparing and everything. And, you know, I awarded this one too, because I found it was just so exquisitely delicious, you know, with the honey and the ice cream and the Rocky Road and the strawberries. And, you know, it just, you know, our senses are just so aroused, you know, we're right there, you know, we're like a peeping Tom there. We're like, I think Frank just said that in the room, but we're right there with her, you know, and waiting and experiencing all this along with her. And, you know, just what a enchanting, delightful rite this is. So bravo, bravo, Hatz. An excellent, excellent composition here.
Absolutely. Yeah, I really like how you mentioned that, we're right there with her, because she really does bring us into the moment. And I don't know what's up with Frank. Like, he keeps bringing up light bulbs, like, that's going to, like, heat things up. It's like, come on, you need a little more than a light bulb to get things heated.
I'll make him see the way. If he's blind, I will let him. I will guide him out. I'll give him light. Oh my Lord!
All right, and Fallon, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
I like the fact that it's like she was preparing, you know, this peach cobbler, or this peach pie. She was getting it, you know, she was getting all those preparations that you go into making something. So when your husband or your spouse comes home, you got this like, oh, look what I got for you, you know, if you've been a good boy. And that she's got it on the bed, and it's just sitting there like a pie in the window. You know, that you just walk by, you go, oh my gosh, that smells so good. And you can, all of his desires are just flaring in his nose and his vein and his pulsating. And he can't hide what he's already wanting. And she can't either, because her hips are impatiently, you know, moving around. And there's nothing like, you know, ice cream or honey or whipped cream, all kind of things. To me, you know, we are the treat. But you can always add a little bonus, you know, just like, you know, if you go somewhere and get, you know, Ben and Jerry's ice cream, sometimes you can add a little topping to it, give a little pizzazz. So this right here is a pizzazz, and I really enjoyed it. Great job.
Absolutely, absolutely. Wonderful comment there. Thank you. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Yeah, well, next I think Forgotten Dreams. I think, yeah, this was my silver winner. So, Pam, whenever you're ready, can go and give this a read.
All right. I will be happy to do that. All right. This is Until I See You Again, Keeping Little Mementos Around by Forgotten Dreams. The last whispered rays of sunset are still splashed across the sheets. Faded cotton candy cloud shapes dot the pale cyan sky of covers. My chilled arms stretch towards the lasting warmth of sun-soaked space, fingers dusting over the ridges and valleys of invisible body, remembering how scorching lips burned incandescent streaks down curved neck and overflowing clavicle. Pausing on top of soft porcelain mounds, humid breath raising shivers, frenzied torsos crushing, emitting scents of smoked vanilla and wet plumeria that mixed with the evening air, coating tongues with fused potent musk, hips swirling in a rhythmic dance, undulating like ocean waves, as we crested swells and plunged back to earth together, curled in the ghost of yesterday, eyes missed at the empty hollows, inhaling the sweet spice of you, hands grazed, swollen, kissed mouth, and I smile. End poem. Absolutely a stunning write and a well-deserved silver. And Felon, your thoughts?
Ooh, that was hot and steamy. I mean, I already knew which prompt it was without even having to read further on, because it just when somebody can capture that prompt so well that you don't have to read it, you know that it was there prior, but when they do it and you don't have to go say, which one they're writing to, that is what the reader's looking for, and this is what this does. I mean, it really captivates you, and I like what it says, hips swirling in the rhythmic dance, undulating the ocean waves or as we crested swells and plunged back to earth together. Wow. This is just remarkable. I was just like taken back, and I really need a cigarette, really, to be honest. But it's beautiful. it's beautifully stated, and to me it reminds me of if you ever had a shirt of somebody's and they come over to visit or come spend the night or whatever they do, how you just kind of walk around in it at times, and you just feel them. You feel them on you. So that's what that does for me, and I like that. It's a great write.
Yeah, I think that's a great observation. It does have that feel of how you just kind of almost like feel like you're walking around on the cloud, longing to have them back. You know, and you're right. It is just a absolutely captivating is a great word to describe it. So excellent comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Well, Felon just nailed it in that comment. You know, this is both beautiful, sensual, you know, so, so seductive and captivating. You know, there's so much beauty in here. Like, I mean, that first stanza, you know, faded cotton candy cloud shapes dot the pale cyan sky of covers. And then, you know, she brings up, like you say, Pam, you know, when somebody brings up nature in a poem, it's so, so beautiful. Nature as metaphors, you know, fingers dusting over the ridges and valleys of invisible body, remembering. And, you know, just beautiful all the way through. And, you know, so, so well written all through. And right to that last, you know, hands gray, swollen, quick kissed mouth. No, yum. And I smile. You know, just such a sublime, a sublime right here by Forgotten Dreams.
Oh, absolutely. It truly is. I like how it has almost a nostalgic feel to it. You know, the idea of just thinking about somebody. The imagery and metaphors are beautiful and brilliant. I really like how scorching lips, burned incandescent streaks down curved neck and overflowing clavicle, pausing on top of soft porcelain mounds, humid breath raising. Shivers. Wonderful use of the scent with the stanza after that, and the idea of the reaction to touch. So beautifully written and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yeah, well, next I have Press Tercet. So, wow, you know, this is another one that, you know, deserved a gold. But, you know, there was so many. But Over Dinner, Tite-a-Tite by Cress Tercet. And I'll go ahead and give this one a read. As my fingers slowly stroke the stem of my champagne flute, your warm walnut irises sculpt a gondola that steers my aqua eyes along your stubbled jawline to glide down your tawny chest. And while my lips surround the spoon, savoring sweet sabayon, your gaze navigates the sheen of my décolleté. And the flickering candles whisper waterways to a haven between plum drapes and citrus ruffles, whetting our appetite for more succulent morsels. You nibble my pearl drop earring and gently lap the soft pink flesh of their anchor on hook my ocean lace. Then my mouth helms your finger, tongue steers steaming surges, and our hands twist the cotton sheets. Limbs curl, torsos undulate, until my blue thong pushed aside, our thighs jibe, my coral coal ripples around your rock-hard peninsula. Rain lashes the windows as lightning echoes my extolment, and my splashed curves ride your storm. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Naomi. Absolutely a stunning sensual write by Cress Tercet. And before we continue with comments, I would like to welcome both Lou Wildove and Frank to the show. Welcome, Lou. Yay. Welcome, Frank.
Hi, everybody.
Glad you could both join
Hello.
Us.
Welcome.
Happy to be here.
Great.
Hello.
Great.
Oh, hi, Frank.
Great to have you both here.
Hello there, my friend.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Welcome. Welcome.
Like, that's how you just yes. shush.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's so great to have everyone here. So
no,
great to have everyone here. And Lou, did you get a chance to hear to read Cress's poem?
Yes, I did get to hear her read most of it, and she did such a beautiful read of reading it, Naomi, and I really enjoyed this poem by Cress Tercet. I thought this was just so beautiful. Green candles whisper waterways to a haven between plum drapes and citrus ruffles, wetting our appetite for more succulent morsels. That is enough to make your mouth water up. Oh, my goodness. The imagery was just delicious and moist and wet and just of the things that are to come. And, you know, it's just between plum drapes and citrus ruffles. Oh, that's gorgeous.
Oh, absolutely. You're right. It is delicious imagery. Great comment. And Frank, your thoughts.
Well, here's the whole poem, but I did read the notes of the poem, and I have to say, it's a very, very hot poem. I was completely immersed, I would say submerged with the details, the imagery here. You know, the whole notion of, you know, using metaphors in a when you're describing sensuality, is it's always such a beautiful thing when you can explore, you know, that sensuality. And Trump's poem is just dripping eroticism. It's a beautiful, sensual, erotic poem, and I think I'm lost in those splash curves, so I'll have to wait for the ride for the next storm to come by, I suppose.
Yeah, right. Wonderful comment.
Yeah.
And Felon, your thoughts.
Well, by the time that she got done reading that, I had to check to see if I had on blue thongs or not, because I was just like, I thought that was me, because I was like, oh my God, that's you get into it. I mean, really, you can feel the stubbles on this guy's face. I mean, it's just so surreal and so well written, and it's just steamy, and it just brought you to it. I mean, this is not smut or anything like that. This is seductive. This is what the show is all about. And I was just like, when your body starts moving, when she's moving her body down his body, you're just like, oh my God, okay, I'm getting into the moment. So that right there shows this person really knows what they're doing. So, I don't know if I want to punch somebody in the face or have sex, but it's a hell of a ride.
Well, you can't go wrong there.
Oh. Absolutely. Absolutely. Wonderful comment, Felon. And Naomi, your thoughts.
Oh, I just love it. You know, everyone's comments. That was superb, Felon. I have to say, and Lou, you too. And, you know, Cress Turcette, you know, is one of my favorites. You know, of course she's French. She speaks French. So she has a lot of, you know, French words, which I actually understand in her writing, which would help a lot. But, you know, the use of French throughout her poetry is really, really well placed and well done, like, you know, a tête-à-tête and a décolleté. You know, she just places every single word so beautifully. You know, the poem just flows, and you know, it's like somebody said there in their comment, it just drips with the sultry and sensual sensualness, you know, all the way down the page. You're just left licking your lips and swaying, like Felon said, captivated in the moment. So yeah, you know, superb writing here.
Oh, man, absolutely. Yeah, swaying and licking your lips. I think there's no better compliment to a sensual poem than that. I really love the imagery and metaphors in this. It's beautifully sensual. And I like that there's a buildup of intensity and that it starts with the flirting, the stroking of the stem of the champagne flute, the eye contact, the little gestures and meeting of the eyes that say so much about the desire between the people. So excellent write and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us
next?
Yes.
Next I have a write by Blue Leader. And Frank, if you want to go ahead and give that a read.
I'll give it a start here. There's a poem called In Touch by Blue Meter, and it's called, and it goes like this. Delight. There's a light, motion of motion, dynamic, impulsive and wild. My senses tingle brightly as you rub against my body. There is so much skin, my head spins. A simple start, yet I'm lost. Consumed in the moment, who am I? I don't know, but I do know it's not the end. Mi amor, no digas que no. Este mundo ya giro, baby. A rush of pleasure dances on our skin. We're playing fire waves and I want to burn. I know we're heading for disaster, but our hearts are moving faster, beating faster, in faster. Oh, why, my adoration, let's live now. Now let's be alive. Oh, I know you love. I know you love. I'm floating down your river, down to the rose. I kiss roses. Your lips are sweet as sugar. It's magical. And I'm your unicorn. In the boom.
Wonderful.
I'm a unicorn.
Wonderful reader, Frank. I think he wrote that with you in mind.
Consider I'm rusty tonight. Consider
oh, my gracious,
tonight.
No.
Must be the match tonight.
Well, I think he practically wrote that those Spanish lines with you in mind, hoping that you would be reading this. So I hope that worked out really well.
And I wasn't aware of that. You know, I'd be honest with you, when I was looking at the poem, I do at times try to skim at a poem, but when I saw that, I was a bit surprised. But of course, you know, when you read, you have to go into the flow, you know, even if it's something that surprises you.
Exactly. And you did well of that. And of course, I know mi amor means my love, but is the rest of it PG enough that you could give us a translation?
Yeah, basically. Well, there is a bit of, mi amor no digas que no este mundo ya giro, baby. Basically, it's a little bit rhymey there, but it doesn't make sense completely. But it's saying, my love, don't say no. This world now revolves, turns, baby. So basically, that's the rhyming there is somewhat off there in Spanish. But it's basically what I say. You know, if you want me to say that to you tonight, I'll say it again. No digas que no este mundo ya giro, baby. Remember, I have a Spanish accent.
Oh,
I have a Spanish accent, so remember that.
I was honestly just curious about the translation, but I was glad to have a second go round. All right. And Felon, let's start with your thoughts.
They're going to think I'm crazy outside my house probably tonight because I'm going to have a noose or a lasso to catch me a unicorn. I'm going to have some Rocky Road ice cream and some honey. I'm going to be on the foot of the trail out here in my street. I'm going to be like, oh, my God, I need to find these things. But this was just, oh, my gosh. And then, Frank, you served it well. You really read it, brought it to life. You gave it a breath. And let me just tell you. Kissing lips that are sugary sweet, it tastes even better when you kiss them again. So, yeah, this is hot, hot, hot.
Never kiss the toe.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Great comment, Felon. And Naomi, your thoughts.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, leave the light bulbs, outside the room because with your voice, Frank, elevated the heat in here. Oh my gracious, I'm telling you, that was a just a such an enchanting, hot read. It was just amazing. And, you know, there's so much in this poem that really, you know, the pace of it is just amazing. And the way, you know, I think Frank really picked up on the pace of the poem, and that made it so much more, you know, like sensual and sultry. But really, I know we're headed for disaster, but our hearts are moving faster, beating faster and faster, you know, and right to that last stanza, I'm floating down your river, down to the rose. I kiss roses. You know, just you know, there's so much about this poem that I really liked. So well written, Blue Leader. Bravo.
Absolutely. Big comment. I like that you brought up the pacing of the poem, because there is a kind of an intensity to it. So great observation. And Lou, your thoughts?
I thought Frank did a fabulous read of this poem. I mean, between the imagery that's in here and between his reading, just made me dizzy. And I just want to let everybody know that all women love unicorns.
Yes, I do.
Is it because of the horn there?
Yeah. Yeah. Especially right here where it says, my senses tingle brightly as you rub against my body, through the stomach, skin, my head skin. And oh my God, after I heard him reading that and he kept on going, I was spinning up there in the wonderland of unicorns.
Absolutely.
Oh man.
Great comment, Lou.
I wish.
Well, just grab it by the horn there, Lou.
No, you did not. Oh, my God.
No, I was just saying what you call there. No,
don't
not,
worry, Frank. I like a good buck.
There you go. Ride the stead all you can.
And I can stay on longer than 8 seconds, that's for sure. So.
Make sure you get enough for the ride there from the horn to still be up.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Yeah, this is wonderful comments, everybody. Wonderful comments. Yeah, this is a great write. I really enjoy and appreciate how he brings in the reaction to the physical touch. My senses tingle brightly as you rub against my body. There's so much skin, my head spins. And then the I'm lost, consumed in the moment. I thought those were beautiful lines. But my absolute favorite lines were, a rush of pleasure dances on our skin. We're playing fire waves, and I want to burn. You know, it's that giving in completely to the desire. So excellent write and very well done. All right, Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yeah. You know what? I just read this poem that I put up. I had read it before, but I read it over. And, you know, this really has horns, horns under tents. So it's really suited for a man. And, you know, we don't do this, but, you know, Frank, go again.
Oh, he's still fucking the unicorn there. All right, this is poem here by, well, this is by Daniel Duane. It's called The Art of Passion, and it goes like this. I wrap my fingers. A breath pressed against mine. as if it emerged into one with her eyes burning with anticipation. When our lips were pressed together, I tasted its honeydew sweat float into my mouth without mercy. Her thighs glistened with lustful juices formed in the passionate thrusting, laid bare by a fallen blanket that was used as a tent of arousal to hide the secrets of lovemaking embedded in every stitch. Ole. Ole. In the phone there. There you go.
Wonderful read, Frank. I'm pretty sure there's a unicorn underneath that tent of lovemaking.
Or tent of arousal. If you're asking me there, wait up, hold on, Pam. Are you asking me there? Because so far I'm checking, and so far it's still there. It's still
but
there.
Now this one.
A bit horny there. Yeah,
this was just delightfully sexy, fun. I liked the buildup of anticipation, and I particularly like, I tasted honeydew sweat flowing into my mouth without mercy. Wonderful lines, beautifully written and very well done. And Lou, your thoughts?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Not only can you not hide the tent of arrival, but you cannot hide the thrusting blankets. It's just something that, you know, that's so visible, you can't miss it. But what I loved about this was, oh, my God, there's nothing better than a wet kiss to just liquidate all those juices. When our lips were pressed together, I tasted its honeydew sweat flowing into my mouth without mercy. Oh, the sound of wet kisses. Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
you need
absolutely.
To go squeeze some of those cactuses out there. Go squeeze some more cactuses out there.
Yeah, good read, Frank. Excellent poem, Daniel.
There you go.
Well, great mm-hmm. comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Well, you know what I thought about right away when I first read this poem is that we're really corrupting Daniel Jam, because this is the naughtiest that I've read from him yet. And, you know, I think when our Wednesday night shows, we're really, making him so seductively sinful. And, but this, you know, because this rite was really, embedded in every stitch, to hide the secrets of lovemaking embedded in every stitch. I just love that ending. But, you know, the stanza that you cited, Pam, when our lips were pressed together, I tasted its honeydew sweat mm-hmm. flowing into my mouth without mercy. Oh, and this passionate thrusting, you know, under the fallen under the blanket. Oh, man. Yeah, he just went way out, and just an amazing, sultry and sexy right here by Daniel Jam. Mm-hmm. Bravo.
Oh, absolutely. I have to agree with you. I think Daniel has removed the blanket and given us a peek of what he's been hiding. So.
Well, you know, it's terrible to be a peeping Tom there now, Pam. So, yeah, I guess you fell into the order there. Right. I guess you got tired of that.
Yeah, right. And Felon, your thoughts?
I'm just over here speechless a little bit because I'm like, oh, my God. You know, I fell and broke my leg back in April, so there's been nothing going on here on my forefront. So it's like, oh, my God. in the shower listening to this. But honestly, this is just another hot, steamy light. I mean, just wow. It's not smut. Like I said, it's not anything perversive. It's nice, and it arouses you to that. Oh yeah, that's the kind of rights that you want to read. And with all these rights, you can make that unicorn turn into a carousel ride. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna have a lot of unicorns.
Ride there, Felin.
Oh my goodness,
yes.
So true.
Yeah. I ride it backwards and forwards, either which way. But yes, this is definitely hot. We'll make a tent city.
Just make sure you don't fall off there.
Oh, I'm not.
Oh no,
I got a good ballot.
No, no.
Oh, yeah, we'll just make a tent city out of this right here. Let me tell you, because it's yes, definitely hot.
Definitely. Wonderful comment. And Frank, you did a great read of that. Your thoughts?
Well, I thought it was a fantastic poem. I thought it was a very sensual piece, very erotic. You know what? I really like that whole notion of, you know, of hidden secrets of lovemaking, you know. The way this is portrayed in The Art of Passion, I thought was very, very creative, you know. The way it begins with the fingers, you know, then it talks about the breath, the lips, the thighs. And I told myself, well, this is just going in one amazing direction there. So I thought to myself, I need to put a new saddle on my horse there. Well, with the carousel, I'll have a new one there. But I thought it was great poem. Giddy up.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Wonderful comment. Very cool. All right. And Naomi, what do you have for us next?
Well, now next I have, we're going into your contest on kissing, something one of my favorite things. And we have a write-up by Betty Page. So, Lou, you go ahead and give this a read.
Oh, it'd be my honor. High on Your Kiss by Betty Page. Intoxicate me with your wicked, sensuous, sweetly sing to me. Roll me around your tongue. Pin me against rose petals, neath blue starry skies, in rainbow sunset. Quench my thirst in summertime, wander my desert. Love set me ablaze, shimmers a wicked wild desert. Pierce me as a cactus, make love in the rain, flashing wild juicy peaches, mixed with whipping cream, my cinnamon spice, intoxicate me within, pure delight drips in poem.
Wonderful read there, Lou, and such a beautiful write by Betty Page. And Frank, let's start with your thoughts.
Well, you know, I'm getting thirsty here tonight if I'm not having a wrap of the finger there. You know, you talk about wild, juicy peaches there mixed with whipping cream, and I'm like,
oh yeah.
Down with that. The cinnamon spice is also something very central. So she's got a lot of imagery in here. It's very central, you know, when she throws in, you know, particularly, you know, like the spices there, the whipping cream, the wild, juicy peaches there, a bit of the cactus in there. You know, I could just imagine myself just being out there in that desert out there and waiting for a lass out there to give me something of a wild, juicy peach and whipping cream, and I'd be up and I'd be saying hippie, hooray, hooray, hooray. it was a fantastic poem. I mean, she took me to different worlds tonight with this poem here. I thought she did a fantastic job. Very, very, very central.
Oh, absolutely. It really is just delicious and sensual. Wonderful comment. And Felin, your thoughts?
I really like this by Betty Page. And I echo what everybody else says too. There's nothing like a very sensual kiss, because that's something that's a long, you know, I think that's what adds, that's the foreplay, and that's the after, the nightcap of any anytime you have an intimate relationship or intimate moment, because that's what really, really sticks and carries them. You're tasting that person. I mean, you're just, that's to me the most intimate thing you can do is, you know, seductively kiss someone. And that leads to a lot of other things. So bravo, Betty Page.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And yeah, I really like that comment, the observation, Phil. And it's part, because it's part of the reason that I chose the prompt that I did, the word, which Bezerezia, which the definition of the desire, the strong desire to kiss, is because there is such an intimacy in the act of kissing, in the act of tasting. So I'm glad you brought that up. And Lou, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I really love that desert scene she put out there. I don't know if you guys know, but the cactuses down here have this fruit that is just mouthwatering, juicy, and sweet. And it's called the devil's tongue. And I thought that she captured that. I thought that she captured that so deliciously in that stanza that Frank brought out. And I also liked, roll me round your tongue, pin me against rose petals, just to have your body just frozen. You know, it made me think of the devil's tongue when she was talking about love me ablaze the shimmers, wild desserts pierce me as a cactus. Oh my God, that is just, it is delicious imagery all the way throughout and sensuous.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. No doubt about that. Wonderful lines quoted there, Lou. Great comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, when I came, when Lou, you read the line, roll me round your tongue, I just stuck on that line. I just stuck there daydreaming about all those great kisses I had.
But devil's tongue.
I had to go back and read the rest of it, really. But, you know, this is just amazing. You know, she just talks, you know, the way she mixes nature into the poem, and you know, those splashing wild juicy peaches and the whipping cream and the cinnamon spice. Just deliciously put together. Bravo, Betty Page.
Chocolate missing only.
Absolutely. Yeah, this was definitely a delicious, sensual write. I love the imagery in it, especially with love sets me ablaze, shimmers, wicked wild deserts pierce me as cactus, make love in the rain. The sense of desire in this is absolutely beautiful. So wonderful write and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yeah, well, since we're all thirsty and mouth-watering, we'll put up a SoundCloud.
Oh, boy.
So this is Eric Svensson.
All right, wonderful. I'll go ahead and push play on that and do this mosey over to the studio. And here we go.
As time goes by. Oh, darling, wishing well, you must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. Oh, charming, wishing well, sunbeam smooch of your cool mouth hyperboles. Heated passion seeks solace in moist seams. Vivaldi's spring verve ignites firefly dreams. Oh, mysterious wishing well, dainty determined blue dragonflies explore. Tender touches airbrush green moss. Versatile virtuosas nocturne chaper. Oh, enchanting wishing well, kingdoms of the world fade, ever greenheart Everglades flourish. Zero gravity of each tender kiss releases, appeases nectar-seeking butterfly proboscis. A swell wishing well lift off jettison through stratosphere hymen. Passion fills a tandem space waltz. Astronaut tongues explore new frontiers. Sweet chariots, Mars and Venus globule guide. A wishing well serenity, satiated sentience lingers within closed bower. Dimple dapple cheek shadow leans in. A kiss is still a kiss. A sweet, sensational wishing well. Each tender kiss earth kits me. Arcadian cadence tasted as time goes by. Each radiant sigh illumes. End poem.
Wonderful read and write there, Eric. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And just a reminder, everyone, if you're unable to call in, the next best thing is to make a recording of your poem, because then we get to hear your poetry in your voice. And Naomi, your thoughts?
I was busy. I was kind of doing something else. But, you know, that mysterious wishing well, dainty, determined, blue dragonflies explore, tender touches, airbrush, green moth. Versatile, virtuoso, nocturne, Chopin. I just love the elegance with which Eric writes every single time. And, you know, that first stanza, oh, darling, wishing well, you must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. And, he starts off right away. He attacks the prompt there. But, you know, what a beautiful, elegant, and, you know, it's very, very sensual right here. So enchanting by Eric Svensson. So beautifully, beautifully done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have to agree. Wonderful, wonderful comment. And Felon, your thoughts?
What I really like about this poem is the way he does start off each stanza with, the last two is wishing well, but oh darling, oh charming, and each one has a way of exploring something, the heightness of even the dragonfly, or it's the actual kingdoms of the world, and then he goes into then he talks about the stratosphere and the hymen and being exploring space, each one. Explore something and it brings you to the giddiness of it and the inhibitions of it, that nothing's off limits, but yet you haven't explored it yet. So I really like that about this poem. It's excellent, excellent right as always, Eric.
Absolutely, great comment. And Lou, your thoughts?
You know, I really love his classical way of writing and pinning sensuality with his vocabulary. I smiled with that last stanza, oh, sweet central wishing well, each tender kiss, Bertha kits me. I thought that was so damn clever. But what I really love about his sensuality is how he puts it in there, and it's so beautiful. Evergreen heart, Everglades flourish, zero gravity as each tender kiss releases, and this was, oh, appeases nectar seeking butterfly proboscis. And I thought, oh my God, that is just so sexy, because you can see the imagery there, but he does it in such a beautiful, classy way.
He does, absolutely. I have to agree with you. It's beautiful is a good way to describe that imagery and sensuality. So great comment. And Frank, your thoughts?
Well, I have to say, he definitely does it more classy than I do.
you just got a different style of writing.
That probusis, I was thinking about that probusis as well. I thought there was a beautiful, beautiful line there. The wishing well brought me back to Terence Trent D'Arby. I'm not sure if many people know that. He was one of my favourite singers back in the 90s. So he made me constantly keep on thinking about that song. But I do agree with Lou. He has a very classic way of writing. Whether it's this type of writing, whether it's central or any type of genre, he does a fantastic way. Yeah, he expresses an incredible ability of metaphors, you know, constantly he does, you know, in his poetry. And I find that very impressive that he, you know, whatever topic he chooses or whatever, you know, theme or prompt he uses, he always has a very classic feel to him. And that's very admirable. So I really enjoyed this piece here. And I like this type of poetry as well because, you know, you don't see it much often, you know, not only on the shows, but on AP. And it's sadly at times, it's just not really I would say, I'm not going to say it's not appreciated, but it's not appreciated enough to the extent where it gets more comments, you know, more likes than that. And that's the unfortunate thing about at times when we are on AP that we sometimes find ourselves, you know, having poems that perhaps are not as valued as much as they should be. That's only my opinion, of course.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Wonderful thoughts shared. Yeah, I just thought this was beautiful. It was fun at the same time. I like that he wove in the song lyrics, "A kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh."
Yeah.
And then along with his own words, his own imagery. This had a very lyrical quality to it. The repetitiveness of the mention of the wishing well, and that is a metaphor for the representation for that desire for that kiss. I really like "Sweet Chariots, Mars and Venus, globule glide, oh wishing well serenity." Satiated sentence lingers within enclosed bower. I also like the mention of Eartha Kitt. Each tender kiss,
yes.
Eartha Kitt me. Yeah, with her deep purr-like voice.
My voice.
It's
like
a wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Catwoman's voice. I thought that was just a wonderful representation of that deep, lusty purr that come out when you get that perfect kiss. So excellent write and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Well, I have Felon's poem up. So Felon, give that a read for us.
Let me get off mute and let me refresh my page. I'm sorry. I've been sitting here eating stuff in my face.
You can do it.
Okay, here we go. This is called Heat Above the Fire. Hell's den lined with velvet, lending to hues of banging red. Evil purrs when on the all fours, followed with hissing and kneading on the bed. Domestic is a scent, though erotic to its handler. Dare to tame this sexual beast, grabbing its horns demands a field wrangler. Claws spiking 7 inches from the heel, she'll pierce deep within the skin while owning a slow pill. Sheet's baptism praises seduction within a sinister religion. Prayers spoke off tongues of screaming inhibitions. End poem.
Damn, girl. You go. This is hot stuff. You better watch out there, Frank. She's grabbing horns. You're in trouble.
I'm not afraid about that. It doesn't faze me at all there, you know.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm down. He has the blood of bullfighter.
There you go.
Lou, let's start with your thoughts.
I'm seeing red right now.
Oh, Felon. Okay, come on, girl.
is just a helm then lined with velvet linen to hues of banging red. Evil purrs went all on all four, followed by hissing and kneading the bed.
I can't do that. Yeah.
Make me purl, baby girl.
I wrote this lot.
Oh, man. That was hot.
Cleaning the carpet tonight. No, Felin.
No. I'm being a good girl.
Great comment, Lou. And Frank, your thoughts?
Well, as I said before, I guess there's not going to be any cleaning the carpet tonight to head over that felon's house there. Unless you, the man, pops there. This is just it's damn sexy. This is very damn sexy.
Oh,
but, you know, you really had me going there. Any time you talk about, you know, being on the floor there, you know, I wonder what type of sad I need to put on there. And you talk about the horns. I think we bring the horns back there. So, you know, I'm wondering if I have to figure out what type of lasso I need to bring there.
If you're good enough, you don't have to have a lasso.
You're asking for a wrangler there, so I figured there. But anyway, it was a great poem. It was a great poem, great central piece there. So you left me wondering. There you go. You asked me about a bottle of message there. You've been asking me for
that
message there. So there you go. You inspire me for a poem. I'm going to actually inspire me for a poem for this, to answer this.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, my gracious. Yeah, hot, hot, hot. Felin, you know, you went all out in this. I just love the part where you say, like, where was it? I lost the poem. Ah, shoot. Just 1 minute. Gonna get it back. There you go. I just love, you know, where you say a sexual beast grabbing its horns demands a skilled wrangler. Ooh. And then when you talk about the claws spiking 7 inches from the heel, she'll pierce deep within the skin while owning you to a slow peel. That was just, you know, amazing. There's just fiery, just fire coming off the screen. Just amazing piece here, Felin.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely wonderful comments, everybody. Yeah, I have to agree. You definitely brought the heat and brought the sexiness with this one. It's great imagery and metaphors. Wonderful dark sensuality. I really like that you released the claws and the bites in that playground of sheets and carpet. I really particularly did like that sheets baptism praises seduction within a sinister religion. Prayers spoke of tongues of screaming inhibitions. You know things are going well if there's a scream. So, you know, excellent writing, very well done.
Absolutely. You know you're doing your work if they're talking crazy and talking out of their head.
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
Well, you know. I'm not going to go there. Go ahead.
All right. And what do you got for us next, Naomi? Are you on mute, Naomi?
Yes.
Uh-oh. She's trying to catch her breath.
Maybe she's trying to put on put on the light bulb there. Adjust it.
I got it on, and it's red. It's a red light bulb, Frank. And Lulu, I have your poem up. So whenever you're ready, my dear.
Okay.
I didn't go where I normally like to go because I tried to take this more in a scientific poem just for Pam, because I loved the prompt, the overwhelming desire to kiss, bathorexia, kisses, scrumptious, smorgasbord, ah, magnetism, let me kiss you. Blushing confetti rose petals, scented sweet silken desires, robe perfumed drapes, caresses our lips, blooming in watery, pinkish, golden nectar, scattering droplets in full bloom, swollen and puckering, pulsating, watering, songful passions, tempting me. Intoxicating, succulent, hummingbird flickering, deep moaning ravishment, tongue honey dripping, juicy twisting, drawing deeper in frenzied pressed, fusing liquid orgasmic wanton pleasures, and hush, hush, dementia's whispering afternoons, hypnotizing oxytocin, dopamine hormones reflect chemical attractions, engorged pupils, loving, wanting invitation, circular starlet, hormonal dilation, love summons in agonizing anticipation, trembling, boring, enrapturing whispers, willing submission, breading, insatiable sugary taste, awakening smothered pleasures, peeping, puckered fleshy blushing rosette kisses, nibbling, drenching aroused in flame, spreading flower petals. Let me kiss you. And poem.
Wonderful reading right there, Lou. Muy caliente for sure.
thank you, Sam. Mm.
I love how you mix the sensuality in with the science, and I really appreciated that. I had to give this one a silver because it just brilliant imagery and metaphors, a wonderful sensuality all the way through. I love how it speaks on the idea of that ache to kiss and be kissed, and not just those brief, tender, like little butterfly kisses, but those deep, wet kisses. I really love the imagery of hummingbird flickering, deep moaning ravishment, tongue honey dripping, juicy, twisting, drawing. And then you bring in, as you mentioned, the science of it, the way our hormones and our bodies react to the kiss, hypnotizing oxytocin, dopamine hormones reflect chemical attractions, engorged. You know, it's just a wonderfully intelligent, sexy write and very well done. Mm-hmm. And Felon, your thoughts?
She had me on the tip of my chair sitting up with my lips first, like, okay, kiss me. Kiss me. Okay, I'm ready. I want to switch scenes. I mean, really, I'm like, oh my God. I think I'm going to go to the other side for just a little bit because, oh my Lord, you read with it and just the whole write is just so, so sexy and just at the same time, it's beautiful. It's not cliche. It's something that, you know, it's like, bam. You can really write some stuff and get some stuff going for people, or be on the some little talk things where you talk on the phone to people when they're sex, voice operators or where they are. You can make a killing, Lou. I mean, a killing for real. I wish I could talk like that. I'd just sit my fat butt right here and talk to guys all day long.
Well, let me tell you, girl. A good kisser. And that just explodes into fireworks.
Yes. Y'all always come back like that.
Yeah, I like that oxytocin and
I like the natural oxytocin and dopamine.
Me too. So there's no one else can ever replace it, because that's the first thing you'll remember and the last thing that you remember. So very sexy.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you, Felon.
Great comment, Felon. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, I just, you know, I was just thinking, oh, my God, all the way down the phone. You know, the one stands after the other is just sublimely well written. It's just, you know, it just flows. You know, from the oxytocins to the dopamine, and you know, everything in between, and everything around, and everything that before, and everything that follows. You know, this is everything that a great kiss should be. It encompasses. You know, I can see, you know, why it won the silver. Just a beautiful, beautiful right, you know. And I can understand Felon there sitting on the edge of her seat, because I was fanning myself. Just wonderful, wonderful, Luyu.
Thank you, Naomi.
Oh, absolutely. Great comment. And Frank, your thoughts?
Well, this is an irony on my part, but I wonder to ask if my little naughty hummingbird has been visiting you lately there. It seems to be fine tonight.
I would never tell, except you would see the wings of my legs.
Well,
right?
I wonder if his beak there, has inspired you tonight. If his tomb was just muy caliente. This was just a damn sexy piece. I do agree with what Felon says. You do have a wonderful way of expression, in particular of sensual poetry. You just bring your metaphors. I know you tell me at times that you just, you know, it comes in your mind, you know, all the metaphors that you think of and, you know, what you write inspire you. But this definitely had me going from the beginning there. You really brought it in with the whole notion of what a kiss is, with the confetti rose petals. You know, I usually think of tulips, but you rose petals would be great as well. And you bring us in with the golden nectar there, and of course that's just a run up there for the enticement of the little naughty little hummingbird there. So I'm assuming that he's been visiting you lately there, so I'm not going to say how many times his beak has been in, but he's there, so if he knocks twice, make sure you do it.
No. Well, I honestly got to say, I'm always putting out sweet sugar nectar for my hummingbird.
Oh, there you go. He loves that. I'm definitely sure he loves that. He can't go wrong with that, there, my dear. Great poem.
There you go.
Thank you.
Wonderful comments, everyone. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
I have Frank up, so yeah, and I think he has a SoundCloud, so
boy.
You might want to turn it up just a bit if you can.
All right. Well, here we go.
Your tulip lips are suffused with the drenching moisture of my kiss, a titillating temptation full of sensual pleasure. The dripping fountain of erotic desires. You imbibe every exotic drop from my finesse tongue. The taste of my kiss is like a sip of a matador's wine, a sweet seduction of an intoxicating lust, the inscription of a teasing game of dalliance, two sexual lovers feeding under naked flesh. I play with your luscious lips, cover me with cherry gloss. The urge to explore your bottom lips arouses me. Our kisses explode within our wild, passionate thirst as we erupt in the flames of our blazing heat. Our pressed lips conduct the choreography of our bodies. we emerge under the intimate covers of our bed. Our explicit moans are the symphony of our lovemaking. So sexy is this craving absorbing me in its palpable substance, making my erect finger so supple. Ay, qué rico. Quiero ser la suculencia, la que pides más y más. I want to be the succulence that you beg for more and more. Ole, ole. In the poem.
Wonderful read and write there, Frank. Muy caliente for sure. Just absolutely stunning. And Lou, your thoughts?
Well, it's kind of hard to give thoughts after that.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm like a brain freeze or something. I mean, just his title, because that is something that we pronounce when something is beyond delicious. Is ay, qué rico. You know, it's just even saying it, our mouth starts to water. I don't know how he did that without that wetness. You can just hear the wetness building in the mouth where two sexual lovers feeding on their naked flesh. But what I really liked, what I'm going to go there, is our explicit moans are the symphony of our lovemaking. So sexy is this craving absorbing me in a palatable substance, making my erect finger so supple. And I don't mean to laugh, but I'm, you know, I giggle because it's a turn on, you know. And, you know, and there's nothing wrong with a little giggling. And more than I like than giggling is the symphony and the pitches of moans during lovemaking. Oh, just the sound is just, it just drives the frenzy and the flavors and the, Okay, back to somebody else before I faint.
You know, if I can do one quick thing, I thought about you in this poem tonight, because you always say that you say that a lot. So I said, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and write a poem, and I'll use you. There you go, you inspired me to this poem.
Si eres rico, papi.
Yes.
You're going to get me in trouble.
Yes, yeah. Oh, no.
I really like trouble.
I need them. Or maybe some hot breathing would be better.
Oh, there you go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, you got the hundred there.
Thank you.
Wonderful comment, Lou.
Thank you.
And
thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
And let's see, Naomi, your thoughts.
Oh, so sexy. Like Frank says it. He says that so, you know, just, I don't know how he pronounces it, but, you know, it's just
so
coming out
sexy.
Of his mouth.
There you go.
Yeah,
so
sexy.
Sexy.
Yeah, it's just the way he says just those two words. Just but you know, the whole stanza about, you know, the taste of my kiss is like a sip of Metador's wine, a sweet seduction of an intoxicating lust, the inscription of a teasing game of dalliance, two sexual lovers feeding on their naked flesh. But all through this, you know, just amazing, amazing. Dripping with desire and sensuality and everything, you know, so sexy.
More.
Wonderful, wonderful writing.
Mass. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. I like.
I had fun.
I like, Naomi, that you brought up the dripping. Yes. wonderful, wonderful comments. Yeah, I thought this had just brilliant imagery, you know, and metaphors, wonderful seductive illusion. I really like the taste of my kisses like a sip of a matador's wine, a sweet seduction of an intoxicating lust. And another favorite part of mine, and this was great all the way through, but another favorite part of mine was a stanza that starts with, I play with your luscious lips, covering me with cherry gloss, the urge to explore. You know, and I really, really like the idea of bringing in the cherry gloss and the exploration. Wonderful sensuality and very well done. So,
great. I appreciate that. Did Fedden say something that she ever heard in the back?
She went for the night.
Oh, okay. I wasn't aware.
Her laundry, her washing machine was starting to overflow. She was probably listening to all the hot poetry for tonight and accidentally poured in too much laundry detergent.
She's not in the ER tonight. We'll have to ask afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Well, I have another SoundCloud, last one for tonight, the last SoundCloud by Robert M. So,
All right, and here we go.
This is my recital of Kiss of the Mountain. Close your eyes, the gentle breeze caressing every curve, merely a whispered passion. Do you feel the heat burning below? The foundation of your being pulses and quakes with subtle yet intense vibrations. Let the waves of fervor rush with the force of 1,000 storms, so that every contour and crevice will yearn for all that I wish to give. Let desires run forth like the rivers. I'll savor every droplet of your essence so that our spirit can resound in sweet unison. The warming, culminating harmony upon the winds of rapture is but a kiss of the mountain.
Wonderful read and write there, Robert. Thank you for the recording. It is very much appreciated. And I remember this write, and I'm so glad that he put it up for the show, because it's one of those that's just worth hearing over and over again. And Lou, your thoughts?
You know, this is a very sensual love poem, and he just entwined nature in it. And I like the imagery, so much of the imagery here. The foundation of your being pulses and quakes subtle yet intense vibrations. You know, that feeling where everything just starts to heat up and you feel your body heating up and it starts to quiver, you know, just for the release of knowing what's coming, you know, that he brings it out, these storms, and that, you know, he's going to savor every contour and crevice. But what I really loved was that stanza, let desires run forth like the rivers. I'll savor every droplet of your essence so that our spirits can resound in sweet unison. Oh my goodness, just the flow of desires. You could just
feel the moistness that he's coaxing out of nature, out of an earth, out of his lover. And, you know, and to just that unison, how sweet it is. This is not only beautiful, but it is delightfully central and powerful with the metaphors to use.
Oh, absolutely. You're right. Powerful metaphors and, as you said, just deeply sensual. So excellent comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Well, you know, this was written 6 years ago, and just about the time I think I joined All Poetry. And it's funny that you say you remember the piece, Pam, because I so remember it too.
Yeah.
And you know, I have listened to the SoundCloud. I said, hey, I already heard this poem. And yeah, you know, it really hit all the sensual bones in my body back then, and still does today. You know, this is just amazing writing. It's you know, it's just lifts you up into that, I don't know, that spirit, almost like spiritual kind of sensuality there. That's, you know, just amazing, amazing writing here by Robert M.
Definitely, definitely. Great, great comment. And Frank, your thoughts?
Yes, I have to agree with everyone. You know, I was trying to figure out what inspired him, and I went down to Luke, and he makes a comment there that inspired there by the Tartan actors and everything to Mother Earth. And I go,
where'd Frank go?
There he is.
Can you? Okay, I'm sorry. Reading at the same time. Yes, I like the way he brought the mysticism into the poem here, you know, bringing in, you know, a bit of mythology as well. It just makes the poem even much more beautiful. It's a very central poem. And any time, you know, you talk about two individuals there who are inspired, who are in love, who are basically centrally attracted to each other, you know, and you use the drop, you know, the background of mythology or mysticism, it makes it even much more surreal. And I thought he did a fantastic job in that aspect. He brought us a poem that really did inspire me with the mythology that was added to the poem. So he did a fantastic job with this piece.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. Yeah, I thought this was brilliant and beautiful. I love the imagery, the metaphors, how, as was mentioned, he brings in nature and mythology. There's a real wonderful sensuality to this. I particularly like those lines, that the waves of fervor rush with the force of a thousand storms, so that every contour and crevice will yearn for all that I wish to give. An excellent write on the desire and the passion that builds up. So excellent write and very well done. And what you got for us next, Naomi?
Well, I have a poem, Engulfed by Forgotten Dream. And I guess it's my turn to read. So, Engulfed. You speak cherry chocolate prose. Moist lips glisten beneath the sparkling citron sun. Sweet lavender, vanilla breath lightly whispers between smiling teeth, caressing my face like a spring breeze, wetting tongue for all your flavors. My heartbeat is a flickering candle prior to exploding into licking flames, pinning like a nescient fire races from burning chest to crackling fingertips. Every syllable lures me closer, a moth drawn to glittering disco ball mouth. Body quivers in tiny earthquakes as arms snake around slender neck, softly tugging you to me. End poem.
wonderful read, Naomi, and such a beautiful sensual write by Forgotten Dreams. And Frank, your thoughts?
Well, this was a fantastic read. Yeah, so much. It's a conglomeration of beautiful imagery in senses as well, and scent, the sweeter lavender, the spark in citrine, the cherry chocolate. I mean, there's so much visuals of taste, you know, and sense in this poem. Yeah. But I like the way it ended with closer, you know, to Morph, and how it really made this person feel. You know, it was a fantastic read, fantastic poem, and I felt I was engulfed throughout the poem, so did a fantastic job.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Lou, your thoughts?
You know, her imagery is just beautiful. Those first two stanzas just pull you in. My favorite was that first stanza. You speak cherry chocolate prose. Moist lips glisten beneath the sparkling citrine sun. And you can literally, I could just literally see this woman with beautiful cherry, you know, speaking prose. And not only that, seeing her lips colored in that color that glistened in that beautiful citrine sun captured by it. It was like a snapshot. It was beautiful all the way through.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment there. I like that. You're right. It is like a snapshot. And Naomi, mm-hmm. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I just enjoyed so much reading this. Oh my gracious, you know, it's so delicate at the beginning, and then, you know, it just catches fire as you go into it. And, you know, the pace is slow, sensual, then it gets quick and, you know, rushes. And yeah, you get rushes from it too, high rushes. And amazing sensual right here by Forgotten Dreams. Like she can, you know, write them, you know, all the time, you know. So wonderful, wonderful right here.
Absolutely, yeah. And you're right, it starts out delicate and then works its way into an intense burning fire. And wonderful imagery and metaphors all the way through. Just a beautiful write on the desire to kiss. And I really like the line, sweet lavender vanilla breath lightly whispers between smiling teeth, caressing my face like a spring breeze, wetting tongue for all your flavors. Wonderful lines, beautifully written and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Well, next I have a poem for you to read by Julie Buckpan.
All right. I'm There by Julie Buck. The ancient need for human contact, the want of the feel of skin upon skin. Can you get there? My lips want yours on mine. An obsession, like fearing I forgot to secure the door, but instead lock onto your lips. A hot yearning, press more upon me, your manly warm mouth. Keep satisfied my primal hunger to have my sugar in your tea. Every kiss lingers and softly breathes a little bit more of your soul into me. How scrumptiously rare. Kiss me now, baby, because I'm there. End poem. I just love this one, I have to say. You know, and I loved every write in this contest. All eight of them were worthy of top three. This one made me smile because it has sass. And it's so clever with the line, keep satisfied my primal hunger to have my sugar in your tea.
Oh, yeah.
That is a line that makes you smile. And I really like the straightforward attitude in this, the idea of a woman who knows exactly what she wants. So, excellent right. And Lou, your thoughts?
Mm-hmm. You did a fantastic job in reading her poem. I love the cockiness of it. You know, she knows, you know, her DNA. She knows that human contact is something we need skin upon skin. And I really, but the T went also, but what I also liked, my lips went yours on mine, an obsession. Like staring, I forgot to secure the door, but that lock onto your lips. Oh, yeah. Yes. And I really liked that. She pointed that out, and I got a big kick out of it because it's true. That obsession is, you can't get enough. You want it over and over and over again, anytime, any place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Yes, I have to agree. Wonderful comment there. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, me too. I smiled all throughout this. And, you know, she has the attitude in this, you know, like, come get mm-hmm. me, baby, right now, right here. You know, and I love the word scrumptiously. You know, there's something about that word. It's just, it fits so perfectly in this poem. So, you know, excellent, excellent right here by Julie Buck all through. Just is amazing, amazing right.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I see we only have one more left. So let's go ahead, Naomi, and get that one put up. We'll all read, we'll read and comment on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's that?
I didn't get a chance to say, but it's okay, Pam, if you want, we could move on to the next one.
Oh, goodness. Oh, no, you know what? Go ahead. Yes, absolutely. I'm sorry. Please go ahead and comment on Julie's right.
Yes, yeah, so I'll be very brief. I thought it was a piece. I don't mind a woman dominating me at times.
Mm-hmm.
She's good there. If she's good there, even better, even more. Well, there you go.
Oh,
back
absolutely.
The go ahead, Pam. Back in the corner there.
Wonderful comment, Frank. All right, and we'll go ahead and get that last poem read and commented on, and we might go off air while we're commenting on it, but it will be on the recorded show. So what do you have up for us, Naomi?
Yeah, well, I have our last poem, which is called Calories. And Lou, if you want to go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
Yes, I would love to do that. Calories by Scripps and Scribbles. You're not wearing a cashmere cardi. You are a cashmere cardi. Beigeous pink, smooth like a buttermilk pig. Your lip cashmere, all of them is animal silk. To kiss you is to bathe in honeyed milk. Candied cashmere, candy floss kiss. Your warm, smiling icing is my thumb smudge. What gorgeous goddess has baked you? I intend to grow fat from the eating of you and raise your souffle, fatten in return the sweet Shakespearean sibilance of your icing smile, white teeth, pink gum, plump marshmallow, sponge sugar cashmere sand you kiss to be splashed around in melted kiss to be poured. I was born to kiss you. You, by me adored. You, my salted caramel sea. I, your kiss addicted shore, addicted to your poetry. The sea has plenty more. Kiss. 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 And pump.
Wonderful read there, Lou. What a stunning sensual write. I really love the imagery in this, and scraps and scribbles, especially candy cashmere, candy floss, your warm smiling icing in my thumbs smudge. What gorgeous goddess has baked you. Beautiful lines. Yes, absolutely. And Frank, your thoughts.
Oh, you would come with me here. Well, I was just waiting for those kisses to come there, Lou, but I'll go ahead and cut it now there. I think my lips were still pressed there, but it was very, very sensitive. The way he brings in, you know, the elements of the sweets there with candy floss. He brings us the honey milk. He talks about cashmere cardi. Terminology is in the UK very much used in these types of poems. And I like overall, he just was brilliant. Brilliant, he did it. He did a fantastic job with his piece here. I'm not used to hearing some of his central poetry. It is mostly more poetry that's got political, so be it. But this was one damn good poem in the way that it was read by Lou. I'm going to be wondering tonight if my lips are going to be on the test afterwards.
There you go. Wonderful comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gracious. You know, I get a sensual sugar high from this poem. You know, this is just, you know, amazing. Oh, my gracious. Raise your souffle Satan in return.
Oh, yeah.
Or raise your souffle Satan. You know, that is the first time I hear that. But, you know, everything about this poem, you know, the sweet Shakespearean sibilance of your icing smile, white teeth, pink gum, plump, marshmallow, and, you know, all the way through. Just amazing, amazing writing by Scraps and Scribbles here. Bravo.
Oh, absolutely, yes, for sure. Wonderful comment. And, Lou, you did a beautiful read of that. Your thoughts?
And thank you. You know, this was just delightfully, deliciously, and sensual. I really, oh my goodness, you know, it's just the heat. I intend to grow fat from the eating of you and raise your souffle satin in return. I said, oh my God, I don't know if I can finish read this poem. And then I got down to the plump marshmallow and I said, oh, my lips are starting to get sticky with all this imagery and this delectable poem. I loved it, Scraps and Scribbles. And it was, I really did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Better than the cactus.
Definitely delectable.
I said it's better than the cactus over there where she's at.
Well, that would depend.
Well, I have to say, this has been a wonderful night of poetry and good company. I truly just love and appreciate you all. And thank you, Naomi, as always, for being a wonderful co-host. Thank you, Felon, Frank, and Lou for calling in, to Robbie for holding the boards. Thank you to everyone who wrote for the show, was listening while we were on live, or will be listening later. We truly appreciate you all. And have a wonderful night, everyone.
You too. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Pam and Naomi.
Take care, everyone.